Yes, you're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we pick up on what's happening in France. France continues Calais jungle camp demolition. We're joined on the line by Larsen Turabi, aid worker, Mercy Mission Organization, live from Calais. Larsen, good day to you. Greetings and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakumullah khair for joining us. How many people were living in Calais jungle until it was the demolition started as per yesterday?
So around 10,000 people live in jungle before. Yeah. Around 10,000.
10,000.
It's not an official camp, so we haven't official numbers, but we say around 10,000 people.
What inspired you to get more involved in the relief and the aid work of these refugees?
So for me, it's very normal when you see people and brothers, you know, it's brothers and sisters in Islam. So when you see these people live in a very bad situation, and they cannot sleep, and they cannot eat, you cannot stay in your home and your house and sleep and eat and enjoy your life. You cannot. I live very, very close to the jungle, so I cannot stay in my house and see the people live in very, very, very bad situation. It's very normal.
Has it been hard for you and other aid workers to see people you were assisting being taken away?
For me, I'm happy. I'm very happy for the people, for the refugees go. But I'm happy only for the refugees who want to stay in France, you know? For the people who want to cross the border to go in the UK, I'm not happy. I know maybe they are coming back to Calais. The issue is the refugees want 50 or 60% of the refugees want to go to the UK. So I'm happy for the refugees who want to stay in France. It's very good for them. It's very good for them. But 60% of these refugees don't want France for many things. They don't want France, why? They speak English. They come from Sudan, from Syria, from Afghanistan, so they speak English. They have family and friends in the UK. They know in the UK is more easy for the Muslims. So for this way, a lot of the refugees don't want to stay in France, and they go for the moment, but they come after few weeks or few months. So this is a big, big problem.
Yes, perhaps you can just give us an overview of the Calais camp, that how long had it been in existence and what sort of people were there and what was the conditions like until the latest developments that have occurred.
So the camp of Calais is this jungle is the last jungle. They have 1 year and a half, around one year and a half. But the story of the refugees in Calais is you understand? So when the refugees come from Kosovo in war in 1995, you have refugees in Calais. So before, the first refugees come from Kosovo, and after from Iraq, from Syria, from Afghanistan. So from 1995, you have refugees in Calais, and every time police and French government destroy the camp, and after a few months or few weeks, the refugees come back again, and this is the last jungle. This is the last jungle. The French government destroyed this jungle, but the issue is that people want to cross the UK. So it's the same in Greece, it's the same in Italy. So The issue is people want to cross the UK to go to the UK. So every time government destroy the camp, and every time refugees come back. So this is the big problem.
So when they destroy the camp at each instance, where do they take the people?
So the French government take the people from Calais, and they send them in some center for refugees around the France.
There are also some unaccompanied children, orphans, even. What will happen to them? Where will they be sent?
In the jungle, you have around 1,500 children and teenagers. And for the moment, the UK take 270 children. They have family in the UK, so they take them. And the British government say we want to take 150 more, but for the children and teenagers now in Calais, the French government take them in containers inside the jail for the moment, and they want to send them as well in center for refugees, but for children, yeah, you know. For children, but it's the same thing for the children and teenagers. 8% of them want to go to the UK. They have family and they want to go to the UK. They speak English, they talk English, so they don't want to stay in France. In France, it's very easy for the children. If they want to take asylum, they want to stay in France, it's very easy. But the children and the teenagers, they don't want France for what reason?
And for you, Brother Lassen, you involved in aid work and will continue with that. In what form will you continue from here for yourself? What can we expect? What will you be involved in the coming days?
Sorry, I don't hear you.
Now that there has been the certain activity and the Calais camp is being closed down, but for you as an aid worker, what will you be involved in the next few days?
So, for the next few days, we wait, and we know around 3,000 or 2,500 refugees gone before the destruction. Before the destruction, the refugees gone around Calais. And we wait. Me and some partner, some NGO, like NSF or Caritas, we wait, but we are sure, wallahu a'lam, some of them come back. And also we have a project, and we support refugees as well in Greece, in Athens, and we want to help the family who stay in France. So it's not for us. If you want to do an khair,
we leave it at that. It seems as though the line had broken off in the end. That was Brother Lassen from France speaking to us about the Calais jungle, where there had been refugees and they had been now moved. He said that even though they moved, those that want to move on to England, this would be good for them. Others want to remain in France. So the various scenarios. 5:45 Central African Time.